everybody, to the Dr. Carolyn Dean live radio show featuring Dr. Carolyn Dean. Join Dr. Dean for the next 2 hours along with her host, cohort, and good buddy, Ginny Sanders, also known as Ginny Almighty. Join Dr. Dean as she shares with us her vast range of experience, knowledge, talent, and wisdom. Phone lines are now open, and we'll be taking your calls from around the world and here in the USA.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with all kinds of wonderful universal love, and of course, uniting the rest of the world with our very own Dr. Carolyn Dean, MD, ND, the author of The Magnesium Miracle, an international bestseller, really trailblazing and leading the way since it was written back and released in 2004. Educating the whole world about the benefits of magnesium and magnesium supplementation, and then expanding into topics ranging everything from men and women's health all the way to gut, to our entire body's yeast overgrowth, magnesium and mineral deficiencies, and of course now immune support. And we're so excited that you're with us. I'm Ginny Sanders. I'll be your co-host this evening for the next 2 hours. If you're listening through a podcast or a YouTube, we welcome you as well. If you're listening to the night, the show's being recorded. This is November 8, 2021. We're happy you're here with us live and in person, even giving a love shout out to our precious Betsy down in Georgia, who's been a friend of this show and Dr. Dean for many years. Or going all the way to maybe you're hearing it 10 years from now, this is the one thing that I can guarantee you beyond a shadow of a doubt, Dr. Carolyn Dean is here to do something rather extraordinary, ladies and gentlemen, and that is to do no harm. That's right. She's to do no harm. She took her oath seriously when she took that vow in naturopathic and medical doctorhood to do no harm and to really take the care of the patient into her heart and into her hands. And that is what she has done. And there is no less harming information that could come to you tonight about how to unite yourself with the biological relevance you have with all of nature, of which the ecosystem in which you are designed to function, live, and have your well-being, and then to bring yourself into integration with that by using nutrition as a basis for your healthy lifestyle and your well-being. Of course, it's a-okay every once in a while if you get into a little bit of a pickle to hit the allopathic button and a little bit of drug, a little bit of device here, there, and everywhere. Like, for example, critical situations when you get caught up in that car accident. But for the most part, day in and day out, we want to be integrated with nature and we want to have our total benefit coming through those nutrients and through those processes to our bodies. Of course, Dr. Dean knows, having been teaching that method and that message for over 50 years, that there's a little bit of funkiness right now in our environment. And so we have to navigate through that as well. But being the leader she is, she solved that problem as well. So we're here to talk to you about health, vitality, well-being, how to have it, how to love it, how to embrace it, how to integrate it into your life, and how to trust it and rely on it, and how to know that what is being taught to you and told to you is being taught and told to you from the perspective of doing no harm, which is Dr. Dean's expertise. And so we're so happy to have her with us this evening. Again, I will remind you, this is not a medical advice show. We can't give medical advice on the show, but we will definitely talk to you about what we would do, and maybe our audience too, and our callers, live callers, and those who are writing in their testimonials to share their stories of encouragement and how Dr. Dean's compassion has reached into their world and given them the confidence they need to make the lifestyle choices that they've made in order to experience a greater realm of health. And so that's what we're going to do tonight. She's an expert on it, and we welcome her to the show, our very own Dr. Carolyn Dean.
Hey, Ginny, thank you once again for the wonderful introduction. I want to ask you, Ginny, do you know these words? Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Where do these words come from, Ginny?
They come from our beautiful founding fathers and the articles of the documents of our beautiful country.
Mm-hmm. The First Amendment to the Constitution.
Yeah.
They felt it was important to add that. And what did Ginny send me today? She sent me information about a story that's come up. Our friend Dr. Mercola is suing Elizabeth Warren, Senator Elizabeth Warren. In early September 2021, Elizabeth Warren sent a letter to Andy Jassy, chief executive officer of Amazon.com, demanding an immediate review of Amazon's algorithms to weed out books peddling misinformation. I won't say about what, I'll just say the virus that shall not be named. So misinformation about the virus that shall not be named, stressing that Amazon's sale of such books was potentially unlawful. Warren specifically singled out Mercola's book. He's writing this, so he said, she singled out my book, The Truth About the Virus That Shall Be Unnamed, co-written with Ronnie Cummins, founder and director of the Organic Consumers Association. And she said this was a prime example of highly ranked and favorably tagged books based on falsehoods about the virus that shall be unnamed, about vaccines and cures that she wanted banned. Next point, as a government official, it is illegal for Warren to violate the U.S. Constitution and pressuring private businesses to do it for her is not a legal workaround. Mercola says, Cummins and I, along with our publisher, Chelsea Green Publishing, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for Pete's sakes, who wrote our foreword, are now suing Warren both in her official and personal capacities for violating our First Amendment rights and scaring booksellers into pulling and or suppressing sales of our book. Ironically, Warren's claims of misinformation are themselves misinformation that puts lives at risk. So if people are wondering why they're not seeing a lot of information about the virus that shall not be named, you know, it's, let's say, negative information, not seeing information about alternatives, not seeing information about potential side effects. I mean, the first thing medicine and pharmaceutical companies are supposed to do when they put out a new drug of any form, injectable or not, they're supposed to do post-marketing surveillance. They're supposed to gather all the information they possibly can to know whether or not it's, you know, safe for everybody. They're not doing that either. Another abuse of the Constitution. So, had to get that off my chest. And what did you say, Ginny, about 18,000 pages of information were wiped?
Yes, they made him take down 18,000 pages of content that he had developed over the course of his career to share the good news of natural medicine and treatments with the public all around the world. And now he's only allowed to have any post or blog that he makes up for 48 hours at a time, and then he has to take it down.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
I mean, what is, I can't even believe those words. And this is what, America? I mean, it's unfathomable, unfathomable. And so I am glad in part, it's very unfortunate what's occurring. Apparently he's he's prepared for it in a certain sense, but I'm glad that he is going to be able to rally and hopefully use his large and influential network to make people aware of the flagrant violations that are occurring and to stir them even more determinedly to not allow their medical freedoms and their medical rights to continue to be eroded.
Mm-hmm. And doctors have been put in that bucket somehow. I mean, I'd like to know the ins and outs of the origin of the HMOs, the medical organizations that decided that doctors didn't want to be solo practitioners anymore and, scooched them together in little clinics and then became the boss. And doctors have lost their freedom of speech as well, because when a doctor tries to say something that somebody doesn't like, their HMO, their hospital, their clinic can actually fire them. So they've lost their rights as well. And Ginny told me about this morning, about this lawsuit. And, I didn't think I'd say anything, but then Ginny had me go over the new labels that we have to put on our formulas. The FDA is always after us, or, most supplement companies probably, but because we do so well and help so many people, they seem to have targeted us. So we have to make our labels so generic, so non-instructional that, you don't even have a clue what these incredible formulas do. We have to just dance around with, little words that generalize and make it sound like, jello. It is so incredible what we are not able to say anymore. It's just incredible.
Yeah.
So this is where we do rely on our faithful customers to spread the word and say, if the conversation comes up about dietary supplements and they don't work, or that, you have to start speaking up because people are dying for lack of nutrients. That's it. Bottom line, people are dying for lack of nutrients.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I will say, I don't know if you guys, our audience, are subscribed to the grassrootshealth.net blogs and their email service. I personally enjoy their information very much because it is neutral, but it's very oriented again toward vitamin B. And I thought they just came out with an absolutely stunning blog over the weekend, Carolyn. And I don't know, we didn't talk about it, I don't know if you saw it, but it was called "Breast Cancer Prevention Isn't Preventing Anything." Nothing. And it was all about the millions and bazillions of dollars and the pink hats and all the rest of this that have been going on and on and on incessantly for all the years that they have, and how breast cancer prevention is, nothing has happened. It is a zero sum game. As a matter of fact, it's actually gone up, occurrences of breast cancer in certain populations. Let's guess who they are. African-American and Hispanic. Why is that? Because their skin type is darker. What do they need? Vitamin D. What aren't they getting? Vitamin D. So their whole thing was, when are we going to actually tell people the truth? People get lulled into a false sense of security because they get a mammogram and they get a clean scan or whatever, and they don't know that the year or two from there, they could have a declining vitamin D status, and that could expose them in their immune system. People don't have any fundamental understanding. So I told Brian, I said, I want to get a post out there that says, you know your date of birth, you know your social security number, you know your cell phone number, you better know your vitamin D score, because that is the most important number that you can know besides the basic numbers of your life. It is the most basic number, along with your magnesium saturation score. But vitamin D is even more clearly defined. The, you know, RBC and the serum testing is a little wonky. But this is important for people to know. And because we're not telling people the truth, we are creating all these distractions and they're not able to really serve themselves with the information. So to your point, we don't get to say what the truth really is.
Yeah, never, never. And then people who give half-truths and scare tactics, they're touted. Even in alternative medicine, there's a doctor who, Dr. Christensen, I think he's big on thyroid. Of course, he doesn't talk about the 12 minerals necessary for the thyroid, but he interviewed a parathyroid surgeon who actually, she used to work at the Norman Parathyroid Clinic in Florida, where we send people when they have high levels of calcium in their blood, and then they find out they have a benign parathyroid tumor and they have to get it taken out. Well, they go after vitamin D, saying that vitamin D is toxic because it can cause high calcium levels, and not a word about magnesium is necessary to balance that whole picture. So just like our non-friend Morley Robbins, who puts down higher doses of vitamin D, they put down vitamin D as well. And they're calling it a hormone, which I thought it was, but there's just a small part of vitamin D that has hormone properties. So it's not a hormone. So you don't have to worry about taking too much because it's a hormone. So there's people just don't do enough of the research. They'll take a bit of information and then run with it. They need to create some article or to shock people, but there's never a balance. And seriously, folks, we are the balance here. I've been at this for 50 years, studying natural medicine and then practicing from day one, practicing natural medicine, because I knew it was the safest thing to do. I mean, you hear these doctors, oh, yeah, you know, I practiced for 10 years and I wasn't helping anyone, so I decided to go, you know, become a natural medicine doctor. Yeah, after they, you know, do whatever for 10 years in the wrong way. So yeah, you really have to dig deep, do your own research. But I think you're safe to start with us. Ask us all the questions you want. We can't give you medical information. I do try to couch my advice in the words of this is what I would do or what I have done. I remember, Ginny, we had an FDA consultant, you know, when the FDA started coming after us years ago, we hired someone, found out she used to work for the FDA, and now she's hired herself out. She threw us under the bus. She didn't give us the right information. The FDA kept attacking us. And I remember one conversation with her before we threw her under her own bus and fired her. She gloated about going on customer service phone calls with dietary supplement companies and setting them up to give medical information so that then they could bring them down. I mean, this is how corrupt it is. Well, I mean, we know how corrupt, but we've experienced the corruptibility. We're experiencing the corruptibility of companies that set themselves up to measure dietary supplements and then tell the public whether they're meeting the standards, which is just, you know, label requirements for the most part, which are kind of faked by the FDA anyway. They're The labels, as I'm telling you, are just so Mickey Mouse. But you can pay these companies to not report your results. So that's where dietary supplements are at. Am I right, Jenny?
You are 150,000% right. Mm-hmm. Yes, you are. And it's too bad.
It's sad. Yep. And preventive medicine, I had this little rant prepared before the prior rant. Allopathic medicine pretends they have prevention, but all they do is a lot of testing to try to sort of poke at people and find out if they have the beginnings of a disease so they can give drugs earlier. I mean, that's their idea of prevention. They will never use nutrients as a form of prevention. And another thing that's showing up with the virus that shall go unnamed is they're talking about using antidepressants to cut the post-viral effects of this condition. And that's exactly what I went through, 30 years ago up in Toronto when I started seeing my first cases of chronic fatigue syndrome. They just called these people, crazy and depressed and anxious, and gave them drugs, which just made them worse. So they're doing the same for this post-viral condition. And every one of you, if you know anybody who's had the virus and still suffering, they have to be on our formulas. There's no other way around it. It's to support the structure and function of their immune system. And that brings up our blog of today. Jenny, shall I dive into today's blog?
Yes, please, because it's a very good one. Yep.
It is. And it's about a very important nutrient for immunity. And it's about our picosilver. And it's about, it's kind of about silver in general, but colloidal silver had so much airplay for so many years that when you hear about silver, you think of colloidal silver. Well, that's a compound of silver. It can build up in the tissues. I don't think there's any quote fatalities with the buildup, but the anti-nutrient people will talk about the handful of individuals who've made their own silver compounds and taken them, and their skin has turned blue grayish. And, that's really shocking. I saw one of these people at one of the trade shows. So they tout this as a big side effect and don't take it. Now, fortunately, our picosilver is a picometer size of stabilized ion of silver. So it's not a compound. It won't get clogged up in the tissues. It just goes in the cells, does its work. And when the body doesn't need any more, it's eliminated. So the blog says, people look at silver products as an antibiotic to take when you have an infection, but our customers have helped prove that it's a missing nutrient that takes care of many, many things in the body. And this is one of the problems we do have in dietary supplement prescription or use, is people look at dietary supplements as if they're drugs. Oh, I've got a problem. What do I take? Oh, I'll take this until the problem goes away. And then they stop. What we know about our formulas is they are the vitamins and minerals, amino acids, essential fatty acids that are necessary to be the building blocks of the body, to be the building blocks of the cells. So it's something you need on a daily basis to keep you healthy, not just to keep away symptoms. Health is not the absence of disease. Health is just, getting to the top of the mountain and just yelling out how awesome you feel. continuing the blog, in May 2018, we introduced PicoSilver, our 20 parts per million concentration of stabilized silver ions in solution. We introduced it to our customers around the world, and the results have actually exceeded our expectations. In fact, PicoSilver has become one of our customers' most favorite immune-boosting formulas. When you introduce stabilized ions of minerals into your body, incredible things begin to happen. And as the benefits of silver are well-documented in medical literature, the benefits of a stabilized ionic form of silver make those same results even more powerful and immediate. It can be confidently declared and scientifically proven that the silver ion is far safer than antibiotics or any other antimicrobial ever created. It's still the go-to formula for healing even severe skin burns and preventing infection. I'll go to a formula of a silver compound. This would be given externally. In this regard, allopathic medicine knows that the characteristics of the silver ion far exceed the capabilities of patented antibiotics. Also, antibiotics cannot keep up with bacterial organisms' ability to mutate, nor do antibiotics work against viruses. In addition, antibiotics have many side effects, such as yeast infections. This is because antibiotics travel deep into the intestinal tract, where they kill the good bacteria along with the bad. It is also known and documented that taking antibiotics over a long period of time weakens the body's immune system. So yes, silver in the form of picoionic silver is a nutrient. It's a necessary nutrient in the body because it systematically concentrates in the body to a much higher level than occurs in nature. So it doesn't just sort of run through the body. The body will hold on to it and utilize it. Since most minerals have been proven to be depleted from our soil and water, the same can be said for silver. It has also been shown by various bodies of research on yeast overgrowth that infectious organisms have gained the upper hand and overwhelm our ability to keep them under control. Silver ions, however, weaponize white blood cells to do their work. Silver assists the white blood cells and the immune system to attack infectious organisms. And then we have a long list of characteristics of silver. Now, most of these words are in my book called Pico Silver. It's one of the 23 free downloadable ebooks at drcarolindeanlive.com. So in the book, you'll learn that silver has the highest electrical conductivity of any metal. I mean, it won't be long before they start recognizing it as supporting the heart and preventing arrhythmias. Their silver ions are highly effective, and the body's response is nearly instantaneous. And we've heard that from people. I mean, you squirt some pico silver in your nostrils, and it immediately starts working on yeast overgrowth or viruses or even bacteria. The silver ion is an integral and important part of the body's immune system response to infections and disease. The DNA of the body is already pre-programmed to utilize silver to fight infections and disease. Silver ions are absorbed into the bloodstream and transported to all the tissues of the body and stored on the surface of white blood cells. The silver ion is bonded to the surface of adult stem cells and causes de-differentiation of the adult stem cells into the embryonic state, leading to tissue regeneration. I think that's why and how it heals burns so well, is it actually creates new tissue. New healthy tissue growth is at least 5 to 6 times faster when you utilize silver in wound treatment when contrasted with non-silver treatments. The silver ion aids the body's ability to find the focal point of treatment through the body's signaling mechanisms, which is through its electrical conductivity. And as we started out, and which is Jenny's favorite line, that silver has the highest electrical conductivity of any metal. The silver ion aids the body's ability to digest pathogens, and it aids the body in the correction of the associated complex metabolic consequences associated with long-term infectious states. And another, oh, there's more. Wow, we go on. Yeah, one of the things, I may mention it here in the list, but silver helps neutralize the Herxheimer reaction. And that's why we use it as the first line for our yeast management program. We use the Pico Silver along with Flora Revive. Continuing this list, the effects of the silver ion in anti-aging approaches is very promising, although clinical research has not been fully funded. Silver ion has a beneficial effect upon co-infections simultaneously. So it can work on yeast, viruses, and bacteria. You don't have to have three different types of drugs. The silver ion will readily pass the blood-brain barrier, allowing for interface and intervention with neurological diseases such as ALS, MS, polio, spinal meningitis, and viral encephalitis. The silver ion increases the red blood cell count. It's known to negatively affect bacteria through lethal oxidation, an intermolecular electron transfer resulting in electrocution, a binding and chelating to essential pathogen receptor sites, which defeats the pathogen's mechanism of invasion into host cells, and an ion non-dependent heightened catalytic action and cleavage, which fragments and thereby destroys essential pathogen proteinaceous structures. It's pretty awesome. Once the silver ion ruptures a bacterial staph infection or certain fungal infections, the remaining silver ion particles begin to act as an antidote to the resulting poisons, lessening the Herxheimer reaction. I mentioned that earlier. The silver ion has a very high therapeutic value because there's no known lethal dose. Our customers are raving about the benefits of Pico Silver. And here's one of Joan's, Joan, a longtime customer, one of her testimonials. Years of happy marriage to a smoker created in me a chronic dry smoker's cough, back-to-back sinus infections spanning several decades. And even now, 7 years as a widow, I still hack as if I was the smoker. I began to add Pico Silver to my daily routine, and I found myself just adding a teaspoon here and there throughout the day, not really aiming towards anything specific, but specific things magically happened. So she says, bleeding gums from rigorous brushing stopped. My morning hacking sessions went from dry to extremely wet, where I let go of a lot of lingering mucus in my lungs, which is now expectorated appropriately. I normally do not sweat, but I began to sweat, which kept my body temperature from spiking hot to cold and back. So she began to normally sweat, which is important. She says, I no longer have ankle swelling in the heat. I seem to be able to actually control my bladder. When caught short, I can hold. Lastly, my taste buds woke up. Everything is just delicious, and I'm satisfied with smaller quantities. And she said, this is all just with Pico Silver. I mean, this woman, she's a scientist, and so she does science on her body, and she gives us incredible reports. So it's all pretty awesome. We do have the many uses of Pico Silver. Maybe I'll hold on that. I think at this point I have a couple of dozen Or should I go through them, Ginny, now? Or do you want to take a break and do the chat or phones?
We don't have any questions. Everybody just says, yay, Pico Silver, because everybody knows how great Pico Silver is. We don't have any questions right now. So I think we should just celebrate the many uses.
I do, too, because you don't know until you know. And I put down a bunch in the first edition of Pico Silver, and then people started throwing in, you know, what they were using it for. I mean, what's the latest that we talked about a week or so ago? Someone sprayed it on her husband's herpes zoster shingles. And she said within the first application, the redness and swelling went down. And after a couple of days, it was pretty much totally under control. This is shingles that can cause such pain and debility. I mean, anyway, for cold sores and flus, you can take up to 1 teaspoon every 2 hours while awake for a total of 6 teaspoons. You can swish and swallow straight or put it in a couple of ounces of water, swish, gargle, and swallow. For coughs or pneumonias, 1 teaspoon in a nebulizer. Inhale for 10 minutes, repeat several times a day. Nasal congestion, hold several drops in your palm and snuff several times a day. Actually, we'll have to change that to getting a nasal syringe. I got one little blue glass nasal inhalers, I guess you'd call them. You stick a little tube up at the entrance of your nostril and you squirt and inhale several times. I mean, that's taken care of my post-nasal drip and, you know, any sort of sinus problem with my yeast. For traveler's diarrhea, 1 teaspoon with a teaspoon of aloe vera juice every 1 to 2 hours while awake. I'm finding a lot of typos here that are distracting me. Food poisoning, 1 teaspoon with a teaspoon of aloe every 2 hours while awake, same as the traveler's diarrhea. Cystitis, 1 teaspoon every 2 hours while awake for a total of 6 teaspoons. I cut it off as 6 teaspoons. I figure that's enough. Vaginitis, 1 tablespoon, along with 2 tablespoons boiled or distilled water, and douche with that. Douche twice a day. Sore throat, gum infection, dental infection, gargle or spray gums and throat. Conjunctivitis, 2 drops in each eye several times a day. Some of our customers have, including the husband of our Ginny, you use it on your pet eyes, right, Ginny?
Yes, absolutely. Yep.
Right. Yeah. Safe. Ear infections, fill the ear with 5 to 10 drops and leave in for 5 minutes. And then you just roll over and let it leak out into a paper towel. Disinfecting toothbrushes. People don't realize that if you have a cold or congestion, that it's important to sterilize your toothbrushes or you just keep reinfecting yourself. So you can put a teaspoon into a cup of purified or distilled water, leave it overnight, change it every day. Cuts, abrasions, cat scratches, spray several times a day. Skin rashes, spray on affected area twice a day. And what I would do with a real bad rash or even an infection, I would take some cosmetic clay, or if they have a clay that says it's edible, so that's a safe clay, you can mix in Pico Silver instead of water, make it into a paste with Pico Silver. I've done with Pico Silver and Pico Zinc together and use that as an incredible poultice. For acne, for kids who have acne, make them up clay, Pico Silver, Pico Zinc, mushy clay What's the consistency? Well, you'd have to, you can just try it out. If it sticks on your skin, then that's what you want. You don't want to put a thick chunk on the skin. You can thin it out with the Pico Zinc and the Pico Silver so that it's just kind of mushy. And with the back of a spoon, you can just spread it on the, you know, the cheeks or whatever. I'm using that on a kid that I work with at the farmer's market and it's working. Deodorant, spray on armpits to kill odor forming bacteria. I use the Pico Silver and the Remag liquid together. But Ginny the other day said that she uses the Flora Refresh, and that would be just as good because it has Pico Silver, Pico Zinc, Remag, and some nice smelling things. Athlete's foot, spray on affected area twice a day. As a shoe disinfectant, spray inside the sole and let air dry after wearing to prevent bacterial odors, kill the bacteria. Dandruff and seborrheic dermatitis, spray on scalp to kill dandruff-causing fungus. Hair loss, members who are using Pico Silver for dandruff report rapid head hair growth in thinning or balding areas. You can also spray a 50-50 undiluted solution of Pico Silver and Remag because they both enhance hair growth. Nail fungal infection, spray or drop on nails twice a day. Someone told us for their radiation treatment for their breast cancer, spray the affected area twice a day and they don't get any radiation burns. Root canal irrigation, this is how I used it. I had a root canal and the dentist doesn't irrigate with ozone, which one of my previous dentists did. So I took him a new bottle of Pico Silver, asked him to irrigate with it, and he did. And when I came home, I gargled or rinsed on that side of my mouth with a combination of Remag and Pico Silver. And healed up in a flash. Healing umbilical cord wounds, spray on the umbilicus of both mother and infant several times a day. And the number 24 was spray on herpes zoster or shingles. So there, it's incredible. So what did I think someone said they'd been bitten by a spider or an ant or something, and they used Pico Silver, or maybe it was Flora Refresh. But if you have one or the other, just use it on, you know, whatever, on a burn, on whatever comes up. That's what you do. And we did have a few blog questions, but I'll stop again, take a drink, and ask Ginny if she has anything to input.
Yes, I just wanted to say that I thought this was such a cute comment that Charcelin Digby on the chat line wrote in, my granddad said it's like Texas Pete's hot sauce. He puts that stuff on everything. And that's great. Texas Pete is really good too. Diana said, I just love learning more uses for Pico Silver. I presume it can be used to treat a sty on the eye. And I would say absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. But well,
go ahead.
I just have to say, everybody, and anybody who's in the sound of my voice listening to this, you must have a bottle of Pico Silver in your home, and you must have a nebulizer. Because if you have that, you have the key to anything you might need when it comes to this whole silly flu business, and even for friends and family. And we can go down the list. I mean, Carolyn, when I was talking to our friend Bob, not your husband, the other day on the phone, his bronchitis was so bad. He sounded like he was on death's door.
Oh dear.
And he got that Pico Silver and the nebulizer, and within 3 days he says, well, you know what, I think this stuff kind of works.
Oh, God.
I mean, it's amazing what picosilver will do if you nebulize it and you take it in through your nose and your lungs. I just, it's so important. And one of our customers told us that they were doing that for their sinuses and it cleared up their clogged ears. So anything related to your head and, you know, if you've got tinnitus and problems in your ear canals and stuff like that, you know, it's all related to your sinus, your nasal passages, that kind of thing. And, you know, it can also be a really serious cause of loss of sleep because melatonin is made in the ears. And if you've got problem in your ears, and you're out of balance with your melatonin, then you could be losing sleep from that whole congestion in that area. So for sure, please, please, please have your picosilver and your nebulizer, and then you're ready for anything.
Right. And this Bob that Jenny's talking about, he's in his 80s. And I thought he told me he was using a nebulizer, but it turned out he was just using a vaporizer. So he'd put, you know, what, a teaspoon in a couple of, in a gallon of a vaporizer. And, you know, he thought it was helping or whatever. But Ginny just, you know, shook his tree and told him to get the nebulizer and, you know, get, just suck that picosilver right into your lungs. And that's what it took. And this is what we hear, you know, from a lot of people, and I've said it many times and I'll keep saying it. If something's not working, you're not taking enough because these things work. We know they do. Yep. So just remember, if it's, if you don't think it's working, call up customer service and we'll tell you, you're not taking enough. And, about the eyes, mentioning the sty in the eye, we haven't mentioned yet how our friend Deb, she says she takes a little tiny dab on her little, you know, pinky finger, a little tiny dab of the Renew serum, and she dabs it on her closed eyelid, not wiping it all over like you're putting on makeup, but just a little dab. And she says her vision has improved by just doing that.
Yep. I believe it because there is an attunement and it's hard to prove, but we know it's there and it's a frequency within the drops and the Renew and all those other aspects of the RNA drops, and it will adjust the frequency. When you think about it, what are your eyes doing? But they're translating vibration,
which
is frequency. So it would make sense that the more you strengthen your eyes, the more your vibration would improve and the more your hearing would be, your seeing would be very clear.
Right, right. Okay, then quickly the blog questions. Somebody says, I'm a big user of your products for my wife and myself. I'm curious what your opinion is of MMS or chlorine dioxide. I believe it's a Jim Humboldt protocol. Is it safe and has the media vilified it in order to protect Big Pharma? Well, as Ginny would say, I try everything. So I tried MMS. It's a chlorine. It's a bleach. And yes, I tried it because I had to know what everybody was talking about. And yes, bleach will kill things. Fine. But I tried it. And actually, I ruined my taste for coconut juice for a long time because you have to put it in something to kill the chlorine taste. So I, after a while, even coconut juice would make me gag thinking about it. So it's kind of hard to take, but it will do something because it is a bleach and bleach kills things. But is it indiscriminately just going to kill what you want it to kill, or will it, what we say, oxidize stuff you don't want oxidized? Because that's what it's doing. So, you know, maybe 20 years ago when I first started hearing about MMS and I didn't have the picosilver or the ions that we have that get right into the cells, you know, the picozinc, you know, maybe people, you know, thought that they had to have something like that. You don't have to have that anymore because you can have, you know, very safe and effective picometer minerals that will do what Jim claims the chlorine dioxide does. And I don't know if that answers the question, but, you know, I certainly wouldn't use it. I still have a bottle of MMS, but I would not take it anymore. Someone, Anne, is saying, I recently heard that colloidal silver is good to use in nebulizer with hydrogen peroxide as a remedy for the virus that shall not be named. And she gives a formula and da-da-da-da-da. And she says, how much pico silver should be added to this mixture? Well, I know hydrogen peroxide can be very useful. I just think it's another one of these, like it's like a drug. It kills things. And that's fine. Hydrogen peroxide is cheap, but there's so many forms now. There's 3% and 10%. People don't know how to mix it. They're using the wrong amounts. It does, you know, when I've used it in the past, it kind of seems strong and cutting. So again, I just go for straight pico silver. So it's not a matter of making a recipe or anything. You just, in the little nebulizer well, W-E-L-L, which takes about a teaspoon, you can put in the whole teaspoon of pico silver. If you have an asthma situation, you can use Remag, but for Remag, I personally cut it in half. So half a teaspoon of saline, half a teaspoon of Remag. I haven't used Pico Zinc. I think people have been using Pico Zinc because it is very helpful for infections. So I just go to Pico Silver and not try to figure out about the hydrogen peroxide. It's another kind of like bleach substance. Kathy is asking, how much pico silver do I need to take for ongoing yeast overgrowth? Says she's been taking Remag, Remite, and vitamin C for a couple of years now. Well, what you do, Kathy, is look at our Reset the Yeast Connection book and just go over all the issues there. And in the beginning, I talk about the yeast management protocol, which is Pico Silver and Flora Revive. They both work together. And the dosage, I mean, it can be 2 to 4 teaspoons of Pico Silver, but the standard, I maintain myself on 2 teaspoons a day. Next, Michael says, I believe you once said nebulizing could be a good way to take silver. I have asthma and emphysema. Will nebulizing these two together be good for me? So I already mentioned that, that I've put half Pico Silver, half Remag together and used it in a nebulizer. But I don't nebulize as much as I think Ginny does right now. I tend to just squirt the Pico Silver in my nose, you know, every couple of days I squirt a couple of squirts and I try, if I go out to when I come home, to spray myself down with the Flora Refresh. So that's my protocol, besides taking all the formulas. I take all the formulas every day, all day and every day. Over to you, Ginny. We have a few minutes until the top of the hour.
I just want to say the other thing, you know, in the beginning when we had Dr. Levy on last year, and he talked about at the very beginning of the virus that shall not be named, he talked about nebulizing hydrogen peroxide. Mm-hmm. And we talked about Pico Silver with him as well, which he was a big fan of. And so in the beginning, I kind of leaned toward that more hydrogen peroxide because it seemed like it might be more effective, and it is definitely more demonstrated as far as like clinical studies and things like that. You can get a lot of support for that, but it doesn't do anything with the stem cells. And it doesn't have any other benefit, whereas silver does. And so, you know, now that I see the effectiveness, I mean, it's just all around us. I mean, the people that have shared their testimonials about using the Pico Silver, Greg's business partner, Perry, who's had chronic asthma issues, finally got around to nebulizing the Pico Silver. And then he left his nebulizer at home, took off for a job site for a week, and got halfway through the week and realized he was miserable because he had left his Pico Silver back at the house, and he had he wasn't giving it that much credibility. Now he takes it everywhere he goes. He's got it in his work truck with him. And you know, same with our friend Alan, who went out to Vegas with us and was having a difficult time breathing. He's an asthmatic, and he was picking up on the cigarette smoke in the different parts of the casino. He got kicked out of his system right away. So I just say that to say, you know, you're not only giving the effect of the benefit, but you're also restoring their lungs.
Yeah. Now that's the reason. There it is. Rather than just the hydrogen peroxide killing something, you're taking the Pico Silver, which supports the immune system, plus, you know, dozens of other systems in the body. Yeah, that's the perfect reasoning there. Very good, Ginny. Thank you.
Yeah, you're actually healing the tissues in the cilia and the lungs, which I think is so exciting. I mean, it's just amazing.
Yeah, because, you know, there's a certain point in chronic lung problems, chronic bronchitis, where those little cilia, the little hairy bits on the inside of your bronchial tubes, they're just flat. They've given up. And they're what is supposed to wave the mucus up to your throat so that you expectorate. And that's what coughing is about, is to try to move the mucus up. But if your cilia have given up, then that's when, you know, mucus builds up in your lungs feel heavy. That's when you'll get a pneumonia. And that's where we say you have to hydrate yourself. You have to drink enough water. And then you have to do the Pico Silver and maybe Pico Zinc as well, nebulizing. And the Pico Silver especially, because you can make new cilia. If with the Pico Silver going to the stem cells and making new baby stem cells that can go wherever the body deems is important, what's more important than your lungs, then it will grow new cilia. You'll get your lungs back.
Yeah. That's the next clinical study, is to get former smokers start healing their lungs with Pico Silver and see what the recovery is, because I can just imagine how people would benefit from doing that to heal their lungs. Yeah.
And that would be easy enough, because you have those spirometers, I think they're called, where you blow in and you measure the amount of air in your lungs. You can't push out the air if your bronchial tubes aren't working properly. So yeah, that's cool. Let's do it.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. We'll do an independent clinical study, Carolyn and I will. All right. Well, we've just got a few minutes, but listen, Susie asked a great question, Carolyn, that I want you to take on at the top of the hour, which is, will Pico Silver help with neck pain or sore joints? Or would another product work better? And I think I know what your answer to that. And also Sonia saying that she's out and she needs some more, and can she get a discount? And I just want to say that we have big discounts going for Black Friday, Cyber Monday, starting in the 22nd of this month, but call customer service and just be nice to them, support at rnareset.com, and see if they'll give you a break before the sale begins, because we don't want you to be without, just waiting for a sale, okay? That's not the point in doing it. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back at the top of the hour with your comments, questions, more callers, and our mailbag. So stay tuned, everybody.
with hour two of the Dr. Carolyn Dean live radio show, along with host Ginny Sanders, right after this brief station break. You can also get updates and resources online by visiting drcarolyndean.com. That's drcarolyndean.com.
Did you know there are 65 health conditions associated with magnesium deficiency? Magnesium deficiency is a public health crisis growing in scope and proportion. Dr. Carolyn Dean, author of The Magnesium Miracle, has identified over 65 health conditions associated with magnesium deficiency, 100 factors that lead to magnesium deficiency, and 24 reasons why magnesium deficiency occurs. Order The Magnesium Miracle today at Amazon.com and learn how to remedy this pervasive condition.
Do you have questions about your health? Are you wondering about alternatives? Do you ever wish you could have 5 minutes with a doctor you can trust? Someone who is an internationally recognized authority in the field of natural medicine? Meet award-winning doctor, naturopath, and best-selling author of The Magnesium Miracle, Carolyn Dean, MD, MD. Hear a wealth of information designed to empower listeners and callers to discover how to improve health, vitality, and well-being through a variety of safe strategies and nutritional options. Dr. Carolyn Dean Live. Shows can be heard every Monday, 7 to 9 a.m. Eastern, with weekly live shows, 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Natural health, vitality, and well-being. Yes, everyone wants it, but not everyone is sure how to achieve it. Dr. Carolyn Dean's Completement Formulas are more than just dietary supplements. They're whole foods and picometer minerals designed to complete your nutrition, not just supplement it. Experience the difference Dr. Dean's formulas make. Visit RNAReset.com to learn more. That's RNAReset.com.
Omega Institute, offering workshops, retreats, and online learning dedicated to awakening the best in the human spirit. With more than 40 years at the forefront of holistic studies, Omega is known the world over as a trusted source for integrated approaches to personal growth and social change. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org. or call 877-944-2002. Again, 877-944-2002.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.